live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, a little froggy voiced John Ray, but still with you this morning with two great guests and a great company. We'll get to them in a minute, but in the meantime, before we do, I want to just mention that we've got another round of PPP loans coming up, and if you want a bank that is going to deal with you in a little more personal way than some of the big banks have and do, then check out Renaissance Bank. They are big enough to understand or offer the services that you need, small enough to do it in a personal way. And my suggestion on that is go to renaissancebank.com, find their local office, the one nearest you. They've got some 200 or so across the South open and ready to serve you, and give them a call. What you'll find is a real person answers the phone. Imagine that. And that you can find a real person there at that office to schedule a call with or schedule a meeting with. So, and if you do, I think what you'll find, what a lot of my clients have found out, that they've got a bank they want to take their business to. So check them out, and I think you'll be glad you did. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Rich Barrett and Frank Parisi, and they are with Noctis Technologies. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hey, thanks so much, John.
Yeah, great to have both of you. So let's get right into it. Tell us a little bit about Noctis Technologies and how you're serving the market out there.
Yeah, well, once again, John, thanks so much for your partnership and your friendship throughout the years. We appreciate it, and Happy New Year to you. In our world of COVID, you know, doing this through Zoom is a different way of getting it done, but you always seem to get it done. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Frank.
What we are here at Noctis Technologies is we're a night optics company, right? So what does that mean? There's a lot of different thoughts there. So in 2002, we were established really to help out the Army. You know, of course, you know, everybody knows who the Army is, right? And so we are built to really help them out with their night vision optics pieces. And we've got a longstanding contract with the Army to provide them with those. But overall, what the company does, if you go to our website, NoctisTech.com, Noctis is N-O-C-T-I-S, NoctisTech.com, you'll get to see a lot about us, right? So what we do is we help a lot of different ranges of military arms, and then, of course, the government in various different ways. And then also we help on the commercial side. We have a lot of different things that we have products that we could help the local SWAT teams, right, for police. And we could also help out the local fire departments. So what we have is this great group of products that we have that we go out there and we make sure that they are able to assist all of the different levels of customers that we have in the night vision optics world is essentially what we do. And with that, there's a whole lot of different things that we do, right? So we have a thing called systems, which are whole working products that you can pick up out of the box, so to speak, and turn them on, and they're working, right? So we have a PVS-7 portable visual search device. We have a PVS-14, which is the newer of the two, of course. And then the BNVD is one of our newest products that we have out, which is a binocular night vision device. And then the Pathfinder. This is kind of a new thing for us. The Pathfinder is really geared more towards the commercial side of the business when you're talking about the landowner anywhere in the world that has, you know, land. And the Pathfinder is an incredible product where you can actually capture pictures, video, GPS of, let's say, if you have wild boar on your land that you want it to make sure that doesn't become a problem on your property. You can actually find out where they're bedding down, and you can go back to that facility and you can make sure that you take care of that problem with the Pathfinder device. But it can also be used for the fire department. It could also be used for SWAT teams, right? And the price point for that is a lot less than your typical military night vision device. So in a nutshell, all things night vision, spare parts, product systems, that's what we do.
You know, I mean, this you've got products that I think people are familiar with because they watch movies, right? But they're so
I've been in those too, by the way.
Yeah, and I think they, you know, probably if they're like me, they probably underestimate the technology that's involved here. I wish you'd, you know, without getting too deep into the weeds, talk a little bit about the complexity of the technology that's involved in your products. It's got to be significant.
Well, yeah. So I've got Rich Barrett, our president, here with us, and he's the one with the actually engineering background, right? Clemson University guy. So I'm going to defer to him on that one.
Awesome.
As Frank said, all of our products are primarily based towards a mil-spec product. There's two types of night vision product, or three actually. You have your image intensified, you have your thermal systems, and you have the newer digital night vision systems, which basically run on a high-performance CMOS camera. The PVS-7, PVS-14s, the most common ones, are the and also in our new binoculars, it's all image intensified. And so that just basically takes whatever ambient light is out there, amplifies it 30,000 plus times, and then puts it on, projects it on a screen through an eyepiece into your eye. Then there's also the thermal system, which everybody has. You can see the, you know, security cameras, stuff like that, the higher performance government systems or sniper sites. They become very expensive. So the difference between what we sell and what you might see on the market for a couple $100 here and there is that ours is all passive night vision. In other words, you don't need some kind of light to see anything. That way, nobody else can see you looking at them. If you look at the ones you see on the market for the lower cost systems, they all have an infrared illuminator, which if somebody else has a night vision goggle or some night vision device, it's like a big flashlight staring at them.
Sure.
You might see your naked eye, but they can see it through a night vision device. So for hog hunting, that doesn't really matter because hogs can't see it.
Yep.
Or a active threat environment, you know, where you have an active threat against you, you definitely want to be more of a passive night vision system. That's why it can run into the thousands of dollars for the products that we sell versus a couple $100 for what you might find on the commercial market.
Yeah, because you're with the lower price systems, you're putting people's lives at risk. I mean, let's just put it on the line, right? I mean, that's what you're doing, depending on who's using it, right?
Yeah, with the lower price systems, if you're just looking out in the woods, you want to observe wildlife, or you're trying to find your way through the woods, it's like having an infrared flashlight in front of you. So there's no threat to you.
Right.
Unless that bear jumps out at you.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about who buys your products.
Sure. So we, just as kind of like with our introduction before, we have military contracts in place, which is fantastic, right? Because it means we've passed the mustard, we meet their specifications, and not to brag, right? So this is, you know, part of Rich's life. I'm one of the hired guns over here, but the product is second to none, right? It's something we take a great deal of pride in what we produce and what we put out in the marketplace. And so with that comes a great deal of notoriety when it comes to what kind of folks want to do business with us. So we do everything from dealing with the government. Then on the other side, you know, we have partners, right? Channel partners that we actually have come to us and they said, hey, you know, we'd love for you guys to fill a niche. We're doing something on the extremely high end with, let's say, a laser component piece for the military. You guys have a product that really fits well with night vision. We would love for you guys to fill that niche for us with your 7s and your 14s and your BMVDs and your Pathfinder products, your systems that you have out there. So with that, we have a lot of very high end and names I can't just throw out there, but partners that we use that everyone knows their name and their brands, and they do things on the commercial market as well. And then they own multiple different companies that do things for several different countries out there around the world. And then, of course, that's military, and that's also on the commercial side as well. So, you know, different folks that we would love to do business with. Of course, you're talking about Bass Pro Shops and the Dick's and some of the handgun manufacturers and the weapons manufacturers. We do business with a wide range of folks. You could even get into that co-opetition a little bit, John, right, where folks that might be really our competition, but they buy our spare parts because we make them so well, right? When you start talking about the different wired body housings, objective lenses, rear cover assemblies, even the packs that you put them into, right, and the neck cords. And you think about anything that it takes to make a night vision piece, we sell those, right? And our partners sell those for us as well. But also our co-opetition, we might be bidding on some of the same contracts around the world, and they're also buying some of the products from us. So it can be considered a win-win for Noctis, but it also shows what great products our team makes right here in Alpharetta, Georgia. So we do business with many, many different folks that you could think of.
Now, one thing I'm seeing here in the show notes references the glass that's inside the product and what, and that being something that differentiates your product. Talk more about that.
Yes, sir. And excuse me, but yeah, I'll introduce Rich again about that. But it's funny because my team, my business development team and marketing, it's one of the things that you know, Rich always points out to us is when we talk about pricing, we talk about the product. He always wants to know, well, what's inside the product, right? So this is that tube, that glass tube that Rich will talk about a little bit, but it could be varying different types. And of course, the cost can be different types as well.
Well, when we talk about a night vision system, it's basically an objective lens assembly, an image intensifier, and an eyepiece assembly. So you got the glass objective and glass eyepiece. We have long-term contracts with the Defense Logistics Agency to supply those items for. So the items that we supply are all mil-spec qualified. Some people may be able to sell them for less on the market. Their products list for less on the market, but they're not a mil-spec qualified optics. We're one of the few manufacturers of the components for night vision systems in the U.S. And in between the objective and eyepiece, you have the image intensifier. And one of the things you can have, there's only basically three manufacturers for image intensifiers. You have L3 Harris, Elbit USA, and Photonis, which is a European company. And from each one of those companies, you can buy varying degrees of performance. The higher the performance, the more expensive the image intensifier. We try to, for the systems that we sell, we'll spec them out, or we'll sell them as what per what the customer needs and what the State Department will allow us to export. But we typically try to provide a higher performance system. We would try to think of ourselves as providing a premium product to the market, rather than a lower performing, very inexpensive system that may or may not meet the customer's requirements.
Sure. Now, you mentioned manufacturing. Is all your manufacturing done here in Alpharetta?
We do the final assembly, which is basically light assembly and testing.
Okay.
We contract out the optical fabrication and the injection molding part of it.
Gotcha.
Most of the parts are high performance resin, glass reinforced or carbon reinforced resin. So we contract that out within the U.S. And the optics, there's only two qualified suppliers of optics for these systems in the world, and we'll use both of them. But other than that, all the final assembly is done here in the U.S., which is where most of the value is added to the, or done here in Alpharetta. So we add most of the value to the product.
Yeah, and I want to underline that, folks, because people hear the word Alpharetta and they don't think manufacturing. And guess what? Here's a good example of a fantastic company right here in Alpharetta doing some terrific work in the manufacturing space. So, and just to reset, folks, we're here with Rich Barrett and Frank Parisi, and they are with Noctis Technologies. Talk about what lies ahead over the next year or two for your business. I mean, I'm sure there's a constant effort to improve your product, and maybe you've got some product additions. Whatever you can share with us that you've got, you know, kind of in your sights for the next couple of years.
Sure, sure. So I think we both have something to say about this, right? From my sales and marketing standpoint, and Rich, of course, with his tactical and strategic, you know, viewpoint as president. But so some of the products that I just mentioned earlier on in the conversation, the BMVD, right, the binocular night vision device, and that Pathfinder. So Rich is always very interested about what's going on in the marketplace. So as we go visit customers, whether they're co-opetition, channel partners, whoever they might be out there in the world, you know, what is wanted, what is needed in the marketplace. And then on New Year's Eve, right, we're all supposed to be out celebrating, but not this year. So, you know, Rich is at home looking at some different things from, let's say, Georgia Tech, right? And so some of the work that they're doing with some of the night vision pieces, the security pieces, working with, you know, certain military groups that are out there and companies, and how they're trying to figure out a way to enhance some things as well, and how we as a company might be able to help Georgia Tech, right? And some of their incredible brains that they have over there. So growth is always something that you got to think about, right? And how to manage it and how to make sure it's not accelerated too fast. So growth, right? Some of those strategic partners that I talked about, where they want to sell our products and our systems and our spare parts or whatever it might be. Talking to them, finding a way to do business with them, creating deals where we can utilize them as a channel, and their representatives that they have all around the world is fantastic. But with that, we got to educate them. We got to train them. We got to make sure they have proper demo equipment and marketing materials to do that and represent our company correctly. On the other side of it, it's really just going out and talking to our incredible customers that we have today and making sure they know about the BMVD and the Pathfinder and the systems that we're running. Instead of just selling spare parts and kits, as we call them in the industry, we're actually looking at selling systems, let's say. So our new products that are out there is really from what our customers are asking for. Right. And then with Rich and his engineering background, and I'm sure he has a few things to say as well. But how do we actually make that a reality? Right. How do we build it? And how do we actually create those that it's not only a great product, but it's somewhat simple to use. Right. So now we're talking about building apps for certain products that we have and communicating that with simply our phone. If you want to talk on the commercial side, or maybe we even do that for the military. So with Rich and his background, we take some of these ideas and thoughts that we're hearing from the field and we bring them back and we try to figure out how we can make those products. I'm sure Rich has a few things to say as well.
And two of the devices that we sell, the 7 and the 14, especially the 14 is, I believe there's the last number I heard, there was about 600,000 of them in use by the U.S. Army, big army. Mm. They're in sustainment mode until 2035, I believe was the last date I heard. So they'll be, they may not be buying a whole lot of new systems, but they'll be buying a lot of spare parts. This 14 was, I believe, developed back in the 90s, and the PVS-7 was developed even earlier than that. So the 7 is on its is in the sunset.
End of life.
And the 14 will be around for a while in sustainment mode. But now we have to figure out, okay, what's going to be replacing them? We're not going to compete with on the panoramic night vision goggles or binoculars like you see with the special forces guys. That's just not our niche market. We don't see the thermals market as being feasible because it's just too crowded. There's so many people in there. So we were looking at our binocular systems, making a super lightweight binocular that's high performance, which is what we've done. Now we're just getting it out to the market, you know, slowed down a little bit by the COVID issues. Not so much on our part, but on some of our suppliers. And we're also looking, as Frank said, at the Pathfinder, which is a fused system. So it takes a high-performance CMOS sensor and couples it with a thermal sensor and blends those two images together. So you could adjust it from being all visible light to all thermal imagery, all overlaid on the same image. You can do an outline mode of whatever target you're looking for. Say if you're looking for an object or a target in a bush that's hiding in a bush, you may not be able to see it in visible light, but if the thermals channel on, you can still see that there is something there. And then, you know, that there's a target, something that you need to investigate in that bush. So that's one of the areas we're looking at. The Pathfinder is our initial product in a product family that we'll be rolling out here in the next couple of years.
Wow. Great, great stuff. Well, guys, this has been great, and congratulations on your success. It looks like you've done quite well and have bright days ahead. I think the most important question, though, is coming up for those that would like more information, would like to be in touch with you to maybe talk about your products. How can they do that?
Yeah, so Noctis Tech Technologies is a brand that we've gotten out there and we've launched for our website. So our website's a great way to reach out to us. And there's lots of things going on behind that website to make sure that you get all the information that you need. But www.noctistech.com. And once again, Noctis, N-O-C-T-I-S, N-O-C-T-I-S, noctistech.com is a great way to reach out to us. You'll see my contact information on there, but feel free to give me a call. My cell phone number, right, John? I travel a lot, never have an office phone, but my cell number, 404-953-2513 is for Frank Parisi, and I'll be glad to get any information or just simply have a discussion with you about optics. And it's amazing how those conversations happen anywhere as you go out and people see that great Noctis logo that we have and ask what it's about and the interest they have in night vision goggles.
Frank Parisi and Rich Barrett from Noctis Technologies. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, John. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. Folks, just a quick reminder that if you've got some problems in your business that involve administrative tasks, maybe accounting and bookkeeping, maybe you've got some marketing tasks that need to be done that you're doing and you don't need to be doing, what you need to do is give Essie Escobedo a call. She's at 770-442-9246. If you're timid, go to the website, officeangels.us, but my suggestion is just call Essie. I use her services for my businesses, and she is terrific. She's got a whole team of angels that she will access and tap one of them on the shoulder or more to fly in, get the work done, and fly out. And they do it on an ongoing or as-needed basis, and they've been doing it virtually for 20 years. So a pandemic environment does not scare them. So if you've got some of those issues that you need help with in your business, give Essie Escobedo a call, Office Angels. You'll be glad you did. And folks, we would love it if you would go to your favorite podcast app, put in the search term North Fulton Business Radio, and subscribe to the show. We would even more appreciate it if you'd give us a 5-star review because, quite simply, it's not about us. It's about our guest. And like the great folks here from Noctis Technologies, it enables folks to better find the show so they can access the products and services of our guest, and that's what we're here for. You can also connect with us on social media. We're on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter at North Fulton BRX. So for my guest, Frank Parisi and Rich Barrett from Noctis Technologies, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.